Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Plans to fill Ted Kennedy's U.S. Senate seat are sparking controversy. The special election to choose a successor has now been set for January 19th. Governor Patrick announced the date yesterday, but the timetable leaves Massachusetts with only one voice in the U.S. Senate for the next 5 months. It also leaves Senate Democrats on Capitol Hill one vote short of the filibuster-proof majority they say they may need if health care reform comes up for a vote. So Governor Patrick is pushing for a change in the state law that would allow him to appoint an interim senator until the special election, but that plan is being opposed by Beacon Hill Republicans. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Senator Edward Kennedy asked for the change in a letter made public 2 weeks ago. Governor Deval Patrick says legislative leaders are working as fast as they can to build consensus to give him the power to appoint a senator. The governor says if the law is changed, there's one person he won't be choosing. Patrick says Senator Kennedy's widow, Vicky, told him she does not want to be appointed to the job.
Mrs. Kennedy is not interested in the position.
Patrick says he's been approached by several people interested in the job, but he won't say who. The governor says he doesn't need the political headache of saying yes to one person and no to a lot of others, but he says changing the law is the right thing for the state. Legislators have scheduled a hearing next week to discuss giving the governor the power to appoint an interim senator. Republicans oppose changing the law. After all, they say, it was Democrats who created this 5-month period when the state would be without a senator because they decided to remove Governor Mitt Romney's power to appoint a senator when it looked like John Kerry had a chance to win the 2004 presidential election. But the Republicans are far outnumbered in the legislature. Assistant Republican leader George Peterson predicts that the Democrats will push the proposal through in the next 2 weeks.
I have no doubt that the hearing will be held next Wednesday morning. There will be a session within the next week after that, and it will come to a vote on the floor.
One candidate expected to run in January's special election, Attorney General Martha Coakley, declined to comment. There's been a lot of speculation that if former Congressman Joe Kennedy, now head of Citizens Energy, decides to run, many Democrats will bow out. So far, no word from Kennedy on whether he's interested in the job. Former Congressman Marty Meehan, now Chancellor of UMass Lowell, has said he will wait to see if a Kennedy runs. At $4.8 million, Meehan has the largest federal campaign account among the potential candidates. 5 months may be a long time for Massachusetts to be without a voice in the Senate, but Democratic political consultant Dan Payne says it makes for a short campaign, especially since the primary is on December 8th.
And if a Kennedy is not in the special election, then the candidates are going to have to begin very rapidly to gather signatures, gather money, gather staff. And they're not going to have a lot of time to mull it over. They're going to have to begin very quickly.
Cash is king.
That's Republican political consultant Eric Fernstrom.
The way to emerge from what will be a crowded field of candidates is to get statewide name recognition fast. And the best way to do that is with paid media, which costs money. So the candidates who come into the race with their own money or the ability to raise money have an advantage.
Massachusetts is still mourning the loss of Senator Kennedy, and 3 days after his funeral, no one wants to appear insensitive by announcing that he or she is running for Kennedy's seat. But the short campaign window won't give any interested candidate much time to demonstrate sensitivity. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.